Isaiah 43:1. I have called you by name, you are mine. For Jamie, this was a tricky moment. He had to decide whether he could spend an evening on a gambling boat. Two friends wanted him to go. Sure, he had have fun on a gambling boat before. He always did. In fact, at university, he had accumulated considerable debt because he couldn't control his gambling. For a long time now, he had settled his accounts and stayed away. And as he thought about this invitation, he considered the future. He was nearing a point where his dreams about having more meaningful work were coming true. Soon he would have even more important tasks than he had now. He needed a break from the daily grind, but he also knew how he was a sucker for raising the ante when he was winning. He just had to beat the dealer two or three times. And then he couldn't stop himself. He remembered his former debts, his guilt, his sense of being trapped. He remembered the burden. But he also remembered how he got out of his gambling addiction. How it took a complete reversal, a U-turn, to accomplish it. For you see, his denial of the addiction finally brought him to despair. And there seemed to be no way out until he heard the voice of the Lord. Put himself at God's mercy, learn more about Jesus, and was baptized. So now in this tricky moment, some of these words come back to him. Jamie, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And his thoughts turn to the word in. Into. A different place. A new kind of life. A new existence. A new self. In. Into the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. His name linked to the name of God. God's mercy had made him into a new being, a new kind of man. God forgave him because of Jesus, the one who took Jamie's punishment on the cross. His sins were buried and gone. Now, he daily counted on this mercy. His name had been grafted, linked to God's name, and now he could do more than just cry out for mercy. He could honor God with his life. Was he going to dump that? He would just have to tell his friends, no, no gambling. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.